Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Brian, we were on Niagara Falls Boulevard earlier today, and we noticed that there's some new lights that are being recently installed in there. And you know, this is part of an initiative that you guys have been working on after many people died over the last several years on Niagara Falls Boulevard. What exactly are these new lights, and how much are they going to benefit public safety?
So we're putting in close to 99 new lights. Ultimately, we have currently have 51 new light poles on the east side of Niagara Falls Boulevard energized, and we have some 60 installed already, so we've got some to still power up, and we got another 40 to put in. So by the time we're done, basically the boulevard from the 290 north to Creekside will be really lit up very well. And if you were over there, you'll probably see it's really fundamentally different than it ever was. We're talking about a street that had no lighting, and now, you know, we're throwing a lot of light across the whole street, and it really has lit up the whole street. So it's making it easier for pedestrians and drivers to make decisions, communicate with each other, see buses, see people getting off of buses, be able to spot, you know, motorists who may have no headlights on kind of near dusk or something like that, or near dawn, and try to figure out which way those motorists are going to go and how those motorists are going to work. So it's been quite an endeavor. You know, it's the brand new lighting. So, you know, it's been having to do poles right in the ground. So it's concrete foundations work. Hasn't been easy work, but they've made good progress, and I'm excited to be heading towards some completion.
Yeah, so you're nearing completion on it. You said you've already done it on the east side of Niagara Falls Boulevard. Are you also putting it on the opposite side of the street too? Because we've been told it's already really lit up now, and now it's going to be lit up even more.
Our new lighting from the Amherst side kind of cast across the entire road already, but just to double up on that effort, the town of Tonawanda is also going to be lighting. Now, they're a little different because they're lighting off of National Grid poles. They don't own the pole. We're doing a whole new pole, new fixture. They'll be coming off of existing poles, and it's all part of their overall lighting conversion project. So they'll be adding LED lights on their side as well. And by the time that's done, you know, Boulevard's just about going to glow.
Do you believe that this will significantly reduce the number of pedestrian-related fatalities in particular? Because that's the one that's really been the news a lot over the last few years.
Yeah, you know, there's 300 vehicle-to-vehicle accidents a year in that stretch. And pedestrians have been the sort of the lion's share of the headlines, because we've had 6 fatalities or so over 5-year time, which is, you know, absurd for any street. Is it going to make a big difference? Yeah, lighting makes a big difference. Lighting's part of a broader picture, but lighting allows a driver that's not distracted to evaluate where a pedestrian's going to go, right? So right now, unless that pedestrian falls into your headlight, or previously, unless that pedestrian fell into your headlight, you don't have good visuals on the person. That's going to change. Now, that still means that we need non-distracted driving, and we need pedestrians to make good decisions. You know, we'd prefer them crossing where they are, where it's appropriate, right? At intersections with signals and pedestrian counts and crosswalks. So we can't fix everything, but we can make it easier to evaluate the situation, provide better situation awareness for everybody on the road.
Ultimately, it comes down to common sense, you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, everything comes down to common sense. Everything comes down to acting in a manner, you know, that it's befitting to the role of the driver or pedestrian.
Does the weather impact your ability to install lights during the winter months?
We've had a wonderful winter for installing lights, knock on wood. You know, it was a little touchy early on, but now we've done very well in terms of progress.
So when are you expecting to have them then totally installed at the very end of the day?
We've always kind of said end of February.
Okay.
So another month or so, month and a half. Hopefully we'll get to that point, you know.
And how much did it cost to do all this work here, just on Amherst side?
Yeah, overall, I mean, so we were fortunate enough to get a grant to offset this quite a bit. And I think we're looking at close to $2 million all in, but a lot of that was grant work. You know, for us, there's certainly some town commitment, but a lot of it was through a grant.
Are you looking forward to not having to talk about Niagara Falls Boulevard, hopefully, anymore? Because you know, we've talked to you so many times about this, whether it's pedestrian-related accidents, the work being done here, heck, even the NFTA plan project on Niagara Falls Boulevard. Do you ever get sick of talking about everything happening on that road?
Here's the thing. I would like for people to be able to talk to me about Niagara Falls Boulevard, especially that section north of the 290, as being a major commerce area, business area, communities, Main Street, and not in light of an accident. Worst thing in the world is to get a call on a weekend or at night or in the morning from police or from the press, because I usually know if it's Niagara Falls Boulevard last night uttered to me, it means something bad's coming. So I'm excited to have the branding and the identification of that place change. You know, Willow Ridge is a wonderful neighborhood full of wonderful people who have a lot of investment in their homes and in their properties, and a lot of renters, a lot of people of all different socioeconomic status, as is the sort of Parkside Triangle in downtown Oneonta. You know, both communities deserve to have a better reputation for their Main Street, if you will, than, you know, the deadly area of Niagara Falls Boulevard. And a police symbol and a pedestrian hurt symbol coming on a TV monitor or in the newspaper shouldn't be the branding by which those businesses have to describe where they are located. So I'm excited to be talking about investment in that area, albeit it's not the be-all and end-all. Right? We still have a lot of work to do. But I'm excited to be able to at least hopefully start to curtail some of the conversations of the past that have been focused on injury, death, property damage, and start focusing on a story about good commerce, good economics, good social growth, and a place that people actually want to be.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.